After being punched, threatened, and dragged out of her compound, Phyllis Sortor now had to face a new reality. It started when the kidnappers told her there was a vehicle waiting.
And I thought to myself, a moto, a car is waiting for us? And it struck me for the first time that I'd been kidnapped and that there was a car waiting for me. And that that meant that I was going to be taken somewhere, maybe far away, maybe out of the state. And this terrible fear just cut through me.
At that point, she began to panic.
And I just began praying, God, save me, save me, save me, save me. I just kept praying like that.
She was blindfolded, disguised, and put on the back of a motorbike. And then the journey began for miles and miles.
Finally, we reached a very deep ravine and we stopped the motorbike and we slipped and slid down the bank of this ravine into a deep, like a gulch, a dry river gulch. And from there, we walked for several meters to a place that was quite hidden by overhanging branches.
Finally, she got a chance to rest, and that's when the emotion and the physical stress of everything that happened came crashing down around her.
And so I just fell down on the ground because I was so exhausted. And, you know, my stomach was lurching from exhaustion and fear. And so I threw up, you know, everything that was in my stomach. And then I just instantly fell asleep.
And coming up in my next report, she wakes up.
Lying on my face in the dirt, in my vomit.
Humiliated, she made a promise that ultimately saved her life. JJ Green, WTOP News.